Hello. Hey, everybody, when you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. Hey, everybody, this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. And hey, this is BBS Radio, and let me tell you, we're all at war. Yes, the poor individual, poor beings like myself, hey, I'm poor, by the definition of poor set forth by the officiating governments. Yeah, I am poor. I fall into that category. I don't make enough money. I don't have enough assets. And that's it. I'm poor, and I'm at battle with the big forces like YouTube. I just had this great documentary by the Beatles put together, and YouTube would not accept it. They said they don't understand that an artist has a right to use small clips of copyrighted material, and they turned down my video. Come on, you were talking about the Beatles here. Of course, come on. I'm not going to make any money off of this. You know, we all know who the Beatles are. We all know their music. And to show small excerpts of the music in a documentary, you know, there's a 1976 copyright law that allows me to use a small amount of information, and we're talking about in the purpose of a documentary, they have no reason to refuse me. The people at YouTube, they ought to go out and hang themselves, periodically, you know? So we had to take it down immediately because they were squawking like a bunch of crybaby children. Well, the message to you, you people at YouTube, go out there and hang yourself. Do the world a favor. We don't need your, uncaring, kind, ungodly, you know? People would appreciate a documentary about the Beatles, and you want to deprive them of that. And you, YouTube, who the hell are you? You're not a fucking court, you know? If there's any judgment against copyright violation, well, then the people who's might claim their copyrights are being violated should contact me and make it a formal case. Why are you trying to play God, you know? And it's sickening. You know, you're not the legal justice system. And in the documentary, what I did in a 30-minute segment is not a copyright violation. I have a right by the 1976 copyright ruling to do that. And the only music in that video was the Beatles performing songs written by them. And I don't think their management is personally going to get bent out of shape out of it, especially when there's no money being made off it. How dare you do this to the human race? People at YouTube, you know, you have no conscience. You have no decency. The best thing you could do for the human race is not only resign from your position of authority, but hang yourself. We don't need your kind in this world. And I hope that's clear enough. I'm outraged at such behavior of a corporation trying to play God with people's creative artwork. Well, that's all I got to say. Anyhow, this is Connect the Dots, and you ought to connect the dots, and I hope I've made my point clear that YouTube, you've crossed the line. You're fucking evil now, period. And, hey, there is free speech in this world, and you're just going to have to suck it up and understand that I am really outraged by this. You know, I've had a few little confrontations before with your crazy group. You took down one of my videos because I was making a statement about people that had been oppressed by the government, and you took it down. Nor would you tell me why you took it down, but I know that's what it was, because everyone I was referring to the video was people who had been persecuted by proper governments. And, you know, you'd make up some fantasy excuse why I couldn't, and you wouldn't even bother to explain yourself. What kind of evil shit is in charge of YouTube? That's all I gotta say. Damn. So much for that. I had a bit of a little anger there, but we'll just move on. Hey, it was a nice day out today. How about that? For changing the conversation. Well, at least in New York City, it was. And a little less of those crazy-looking new flies around. That's good news. I didn't notice any, you know, overwhelming amount of chemtrails in the sky today. Somebody posted an interesting tweet on Twitter that somebody had a picture of chemtrails that were dispersing, but some clouds reflecting light cut across them and made like kind of like an airplane or an angel with wings type of picture, which was interesting. Hey, amazing things happen. And there's pictures out there on Twitter, people post them all the time, of the UFOs hiding in the clouds. Yeah, and they look like saucer-shaped clouds. And that's it, just a saucer-shaped cloud, not connected to anything else. Well, of course, what's hiding in the cloud? Looks like something on like maybe a spacecraft. Well, these things are popping up all over the place with some impressive footage coming out of Argentina today. Hey, if you're not seeing this stuff, you got to go on the internet, or at least go on Twitter, which is on the internet, and pictures are all over the place. Hey, the ETs are just slowly, you know, allowing themselves to be seen to some extent, and getting us ready for what's coming, the event when they finally land. And all these evil governments and evil corporations, and we know who they are, will be taken down and removed from oppressing humanity like they're doing. You know, every little bit of power they have, they use it in the wrong way. And while we're at it, we're talking about the news. Yeah, I usually do a quick news check before I come on the show. The most recent thing happening, yeah, the famous no-good prison in Iran's capital, Tehran, was a big fire incident there. And I guess a few people got killed. But, you know, they're still having this ongoing protests for 5 weeks now over in Iran, and we should be concerned because it's women sticking up for their rights. And it started when one reporter got killed. This has happened 5 weeks ago. A woman reporter got killed in Iran because the headdress police, or the dress code police, confronted her and told her she wasn't wearing her scarf properly, headscarf. The women are forced to do that in Iran, to go out in public. And it's been ever that way since the Ayatollah took over. And they killed her, you know, simply because she didn't have her headscarf on properly to their liking, you know. The dress police. Is this a joke or what? Sad joke, though. And so the people have been protesting against this woman being killed for just that alone. And, of course, the women started the protest. Some of them are taking off their headscarves, burning them, just like the American women burned their bras back in the 1960s here in the U.S. And the men have joined the protest now, too, and it's really getting out of hand over there. And the Iranian government, they don't know what. First of all, they never respond to the public. They're a dictatorship, basically. And they're just putting down the protests as best they can. And they're not going to, this could get into a full-scale revolution. And those of us who love freedom hope it does, in the sense that the poor people of Iran are being oppressed by the crazy fanatics who run the country. And that's what's happening over there. What else is going on in Europe? Oh, yeah, the French government, another out-of-control, I don't know what we could call them, on the way to being a dictatorship with the Macron boy is still in there. And the government is stealing the French people's farmland. Yeah. You know, I think they'll pay them whatever they feel like for it and then just push them off the land. Sounds almost like communism in a way. But it's French totalitarianism, let's call it. And this is what's going on in France. Though the farmers, and this is right after they did a big protest, they brought all the tractors into town and caused a little mayhem, traffic jams and like that, and looking to get the government to show them some consideration and stop with their crazy idea of taking the farmland. And and this is crazy, you know. The government is under the control. The French totalitarian government is under the control of the New World Order. And just like many of the other poor countries in Europe now, which will be becoming poorer nationwide because the governments have been bribed by the New World Order and the European Union, which is the right arm of the New World Order over there in Europe. And they're bribing the politicians to make one stupid decision after another to destroy their societies from within. And guess what? The politicians are, listening to the money as usual. And that's what's going on. We got the same problem here going on in America. Biden, he's a New World Order puppet. What's his duty? What's his agenda? What's his mission? Destroy America with stupid decisions. Use your power of authority to destroy America with your stupid decisions. And just like Biden's doing, so's the Democratic Party, probably for not too long, but come November elections. But, you know, there's all kinds of shady things in the pipeline here. There's talk about preventing the elections. The Democrats are going to create a false flag event to create some kind of martial law situation and will indefinitely put off the elections. Don't put it past these crooked politicians, especially when there's bribe money included. And the New World Order has an infinite amount of bribe money to bribe everyone with power to make the wrong decisions and do anything ungodly, like stop somebody from putting out a YouTube documentary on the Beatles, you know, and playing God with something that's not their concern. You know, they're not the judicial system. YouTube is not the judicial system. They need to stop playing God and playing government. Okay, because nobody asked them to, we don't want them to, and these people in charge now should resign, and actually resign from the human race. They should go off in a capsule and be dropped off on the moon or Mars or something where they might appreciate their obnoxious behavior. You know, anytime you try to stifle the creativity of an artist, especially when they're not saying anything bad, only good things. And the Beatles deserve to have plenty of good things spoken about them all the time, you know? Just like last week when I talked about, at least I gave credit to John Lennon's birthday. I don't think he even made it onto the regular news this year. You know, he's the man who wrote the song Imagine. Many things I forgot to mention last week. You know, he's such an important person. There's a small area of Central Park named after him, Strawberry Fields, after one of his famous songs, you know? If you're in New York City, you probably are familiar with that area. It's right across the street from the Dakota Hotel, where he lived and was assassinated by government paid agents, no doubt. You know, I don't even want to get into that, but yeah, he was killed by the U.S. government. They paid somebody, or got the permission that somebody wanted to kill him. Somebody who was jealous of him, I believe. And there's a lot on that. Go Google it. You'll see who really killed John Lennon. But what's the matter? It should have never happened. And just to mention how popular John Lennon was, you know, they named the big airport in Liverpool was, I forget when it happened, but it's called John Lennon Airport. That's right. That's how popular that guy is. Main airport in Liverpool is named after him. Of course, he was born in Liverpool and helped make Liverpool famous with his band, The Beatles. And it's crying shame that YouTube doesn't want to show that. But, you know, you can't get to talk to those people. It's a done deal, I guess, you know. They're not going to allow me to put something up that I should have the right to put up. Because they want to play God. They're just looking for reasons to deter people. And it's all on a make-believe fear thing. You know, it's just power out of the, you know, power's going through their head. They're out of control. They think that because they're in with the New World Order, they can play God. Well, guess what? You know what? They might end up being very sorry they did this. Because I don't take this lightly. And I'm going to get this up on another channel, whether they like it or not. So here's, back to the, I'm still not done with that. What else is going on? Yeah, do you realize, I mean, if you're aware of things, you realize it, but if you just watch mainstream media news, they're not going to tell it. You know that clown, Klaus the Clown? You know who I'm talking about, Schwabie Boy? The head of the world, WEF, World Economic Forum? Yeah, I mean, it was some time ago, it was revealed, you know, his father was an official Nazi, had his own concentration camp. So someone who had their own, was in charge of their own concentration camp back in World War II with the Nazis there, how could it be allowed that he, his offspring, Colossus, could be in charge of a World Economic Forum? This sounds like the Fourth Reich coming to power again here. Through, you know, blood lineage or something like that. But how can the world allow a son of a Nazi, literally, being head of the World Economic Forum? Huh? How can we even take this agency seriously? And of course, we got the European Union. Oh man, they're not afraid to show their colors now. They're passing this new legislation that if they deem that you're making up fake facts and try to put them out there publicly, that you can be arrested and put in jail for a couple of years, something like that. Just for putting out knowledge publicly, and they can wrongfully deem your statements as false and then arrest you for putting out false information. And they don't even have to prove it. They just have to make the charge, basically. And this is the situation that the European people are under right now. And luckily, I'm on the other side of the ocean, and they can't interfere with people like me, but they're going to stifle as many truth speakers in Europe as they can with this new law. I mean, they're going all out for it. This is war, and it's being fought at all levels here by the New World Order. The European Union is the right hand of the New World Order over there in Europe. And the bankers who back up the New World Order, who own the New World Order, and of course, as I've said before, the real rulers of the New World Order are the bad ETs that are still hiding out on our planet. Yeah, they're hiding out now big time because the Galactic Federation is here to grab their ass and take them out of here, and it's going to happen. They don't have a snowball's chance in hell, but they still want to hang on thinking they can do something. All right, a bunch of diehard fools. That's all they are. And I can't wait to the day of the event when the ETs land here and they round up these hideout criminals of the New World Order. And who else is, like, showing their colors here? Oh, yeah, the new king of England. Oh, God. Nobody's going to be singing God Save the King because he's already out there on the pulpit doing like he's obediently told, no doubt, because the royal family doesn't rule the world anymore now. They had their day at it, but I guess it's the bankers, the Rothschilds, and their ET buddies are ruling the world. Who else is in on the rule? Well, yeah, the Israeli government, they're in on it too. You know, it's the difference between the Israeli government and Israeli people. Just like it is in every country. Difference between the American government and American people. And we're talking about the national government there. Some of the state governments are kind of corrupt too. Yeah, U.S. national government, corrupt as hell. They're in with the New World Order. They're controlled by the New World Order, basically. The way it is now, it doesn't look like even in the U.S., we're going to get a majority of people who are anti-New World Order. That's why the election really hasn't been challenged, you know, the crooked election here in the U.S. That's why it's not challenged, because there's too many New World Order puppets in the Republican Party. They don't want to challenge a cheating election because that's part of politics. That's how they plan to win big in the November. They're going to be cheating as hell. They're all going to be cheating come November. If the election gets to take place, like I say, there might be a false flag operation to create a kind of lockdown, a partial martial law thing going on, and we'll have to cancel the November election because we can't have people just walking around for nothing. Only essential workers can go out there and they'll declare voting not to be essential or some shit like that. Don't be surprised if it happens. And the word is out, stock up on a couple of weeks of food supply because in order to pull that kind of a false flag off, to create a martial law situation, the stores will run out of the food, and you'll run out of food and water. We'll all run out of gasoline, and we'll all be stuck home under some, a fake lockdown. And unfortunately, there's not enough people in the U.S. military to stand up against a fake lockdown, a fake military lockdown, ordered by a fake president and a fake vice president and a fake Congress. They're not real public servants. They're all fake. They're all taking the bribe money and doing what the bribe money tells them, and all the bribe money comes from the New World Order nowadays because it's fiat currency. They print it up. They can print up as much as they want. They can go to your bank account and put $1 million in your bank account without even printing any money. You know that? Yeah. So let's for imagination purposes here, let's imagine they can do that. We know they can do that. But if let's do some reasonable thinking here. If you're a politician that makes a pretty good salary nowadays in the U.S., and you found $1 million in your bank account, and you got to know who gave it to you because you know who's asking you the favors and what to do. Do you want to lose that $1 million? Hell no. So you're going to go where the bribe money just pushed you in going, and you're going to support that no matter how crooked, unfair, ungodly it is, for that $1 million, you're going to do it. And like I said, it's so easy. You know, if $1 million isn't enough for you, maybe they'll put $10 million in your bank account. Are you going to be willing to pass that up? After all, isn't that why you really got in politics? To make money? And here it is, all one lump sum. I mean, really, you know. That's the rough situation we're in then. Oh, back to what's going on in the world there. Yeah, so the King of England, he gave a speech just a day or two ago. Look it up. And you'll see he's talking about people in charge of the world more powerful than governments. Talking about trillions of dollars. Well, who else could you be talking about but the Rothschild family? I've seen the pictures over the years on YouTube, on Twitter, the people post them up. Somebody took a picture one day. It shows one of the Rothschilds. It might have been David Rothschild. I'm not sure which one. You know, they got a picture of him. He's poking his finger into the chest of the now Prince Charles, like telling him, listen, I run this world, not you. And I guess that's who King Charles was talking about, the big Rothschild man, who is quite tall, you know, because Prince Charles is nothing but a puppet for the Rothschild family and the New World Order. That's it. So that's the news. Hey, this is Colin Radio Show. If I said anything correct, Colin can tell me, 888-627-6008. But it'd be better you called in and share some important information. And let me see. What could it be? What could it be? Can I say what it could be? Of course I can say what it could be. You know why? I had to cut down the sound there for just a second so I could get a glimpse of what the time is. You know, I mean, it's important to know what time it is when you're doing your radio show. Yeah, believe it or not. Time is an important factor. People say that time does not exist. Well, it exists in the sense that it's something we use to coordinate movements on a daily basis because, you know, 24 hours the Earth spins around, or is it 23 hours and 56 minutes, so many seconds it takes the Earth to spin around. And that's why it appears the moon is traveling around us, and that's why it appears the sun is traveling around us, because we spin around in a complete circle in every 24 hours. So time is an important ingredient that we use for calculations and organizing things. So it's real, very real in that sense. Of course, those who want to be philosophical say, well, everything is really eternal. Time is just in your imagination, but it's not. We use it for measurements and mathematical equations, et cetera, et cetera. So it has a reality in that sense. As far as eternity goes, the truth that we all need to hear is that, you know, we're all eternal we the people, are all eternal beings already. Of course, you bad guys out there are going to end your eternal existence as soon as the ETs get here. I've got news for you. And that includes you, the owners of YouTube. You're going down. They're going to take you and toss you into the central sun to disintegrate your kind, because no ungodly people are going to be allowed to be on the earth after the ETs land and free us from the dark sides that are making our lives miserable as much as they can. And I hope you're proud of yourself for making other people's lives miserable. And you know, not contributing to society, but you're helping destroy society and limiting the functions and goodness of humanity. Who's doing that? Government and corporations, all controlled by the New World Order. And, of course, if you've fallen into that game plan, you have no ethics. You know, backstabbing your own kind, making wrongful decisions that are negative, and not being helpful to anybody. We don't need thought police. We don't need all these other private agencies, you know, like Twitter and YouTube and Yahoo and all the other people that want to curtail people's freedom to speak freely and do good things. You know, let me just say, you know how ridiculous Twitter has gotten? If you're on it, you know. We have to play games with the machines because the machines have been programmed. If you make a comment on some people, like you want to make a comment on something like anything Biden says, they won't let you do it. As soon as you hit the click to try to quote something on top of what he said, they said that up pops the sign, you know, they whatever you say is going to be discarded. So don't bother. Take care of that. And they do a ridiculous. In fact, they've got these damn machines they use with the algorithms and stuff, the AI intelligence. They'll pop that thing up for you. Anything if you do one thing during your time on Twitter that they don't like, that they didn't want anybody to opinionate on, they pop up that red sign. It's quick, and once they start popping it up, they won't let you do on, you know, comment on anything else for the time you're on Twitter there. Of course, us people who have intelligence, we know how to do that. We get off, get back on again, and the machine forgot we were there. And it's like we're starting with a fresh slate. But that's the nonsense we got to put up there. Plus all the stupid things, you know, there's a tweet in front of you. Even if you want to like it, you hit it, and the stupid sign pops up. Sorry, that tweet has been deleted. Well, if it's been deleted, why is it up there? So, again, the machine's just stupidly lying to us. And then the machine, you hit the button, you want to go to this location, the machine purposely takes you to another location. And then, especially when they don't want you to find something you wanted to quote on, and they don't want people quoting on this, and then you try to get back there, even if you know the site it was on, to go back there after you got to get off. First of all, you can't say anything unless you get off and go back on. And if you go back on, sometimes you go back to the person who tweeted something you wanted to do a retweet on or something, make a comment on, and they're going through the trouble to take that thing down from the person's timeline that you were looking to tweet on. I mean, this is not helping anybody. This is just making people's lives annoying and miserable. And then other kind of times, the machines, I guess they're not watching all the time, will allow you to say things, you know, that you would think they wouldn't allow you to say. And then we got to play these games with tricking the machines. We got to spell things differently, things that machines can't pick up, you know. We'll misspell words by things that spelling it like they're really a sound or something like that. And the machine won't be able to pick up on that because you could probably do a couple of dozen variations on any word to where a human being would understand that what word you're trying to do there, but the machine won't figure it out because you're using other similar words that they can't aren't allowed to touch, so like, you know, two, three, or something like that, or many, you know. And if you misspell them different, the machine won't understand exactly what you're doing, but that trick works all the time. And this is what we got to put up with. And just to speak the truth, it's unbelievable. And they don't want people giving opinions, and you can't say what you truly feel about things, or they'll deem it, they'll call it racist or something like that. Meanwhile, other groups, the people, the corporations can get on there and say anything racist they want and get away with it. You know, there's the elite groups, they have the get out of jail free card. They can go and do whatever they want. We have to play along with all this crap. You know, the whole human race hates all the governments in the world now. All the governments should resign and allow us to set up something better. The human race needs something set up that really is beneficial to the people. We know we need arrangements and agreements as opposed to laws cut in stone. You know, people will always respond better to arrangements and agreements than laws cut into stone. This whole mentality, this is the law, and if you break the law, the police can come and arrest you, this is bullshit, you know? It's not fair, and it gives the opportunity for those in law enforcement to abuse their power. It gives the people in government to abuse their power. Anybody in government can basically falsely accuse anybody and get law enforcement to follow their false accusations. Well, this isn't a system that we want to live under. This is a ridiculous system. And unfortunately, people in every nation in the world, we have to suffer through this crap. And so we need to start setting up better situations. Hey, I know I told you before, listen, I ran for president 4 times before. And I'll be running again in 2024 as a write-in candidate because it's the only low-cost way to run for the president of the United States. I don't have to file any paperwork. I don't have to do anything. Basically, I just have to say I'm running, hey, and then get out there and set up my platform. Hey, you can visit my 2024 platform right now. Just go to 2020presidenttomedison.com. Yeah, I ran the last election. Haven't changed the agenda or anything, so haven't changed what I'm bringing to the table. So like when you go to that site, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you know, the first thing you'll see is 2024 on the homepage there. So it was pretty easy for me to just jump into the next election, and I'm saying the same thing. Hey, I've got the solutions to the problems because the problems are already known. If the problems to all the solutions are already known, why aren't we solving them? Bribe money out there to keep the problems in place because there's too much money being made by the problems. That's right. Look at Big Pharma and what they got away with. How can it, you know, if we had a real government in America here, boy, we would have arrested the owners of these companies for allowing this to happen, and we would have arrested all the fake doctors willing to go along with the fake lies and manipulation, and we would have arrested the media people too and shut down, taken away their licenses. Yeah. Because they don't deserve to have licenses participating in a national scam and it's also a global scam, to trick people into allowing strangers to inject poisons into your body. And that's all these vaccines were. It didn't save anybody, but they sure killed a lot of people, and that's what they wanted, and sickened millions more. That's big money down the road. That's financial security for Big Pharma. They're going to have these people they sickened with their toxic concoctions, calling them vaccines when they couldn't be vaccines in the first place because the culprit they were claiming to be the cootie bug monster was never fully isolated. You can't have a vaccine without fully isolating what you're vaccinating against. But that's it. I mean, that's the horrible situation we have to deal with. And if you really care about what's justice for people, you need to get behind somebody like myself who advocates, let's set up a better system that gives the people with some practical laws. First of all the old laws need to be basically wiped off the books. In fact, we could do it with one law. You know, when Jesus was asked what's the most important law, if you don't know who Jesus I'm talking about, well, you better go out there and do your homework. And it's written in the Gospels where one of the verses where and he's asked a question by one of the rabbis of the time, and he answered him, the most two important commandments are love your God with all your heart and soul, and do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Well, if we were to start off a new legal system, and we started off with that commandment, do unto others as you would have others do unto you, as the first and only law. Now, if you violate, there's plenty of ways to violate that. We can work in the details of those specific violations later. That would be a good starting point. All these other laws on the books, they're there for the elite, and they're there for the governments to prosecute the general population. Right now in America here, people in government, not only federal, but state level, these top politicians have too much power. They can issue evil decrees and get the military or the state police to back them up on these evil decrees and force them upon you. And you can't do anything about it. And they'll just cry, it's legal. Look, here, I have the right to do this. I have the right to destroy your life. I have the right to make you sick. I have the right to send you to jail if I don't like you, you know? And I have the right to do this and do all these bad things to you because it's in the law books. And I'm in charge of this state as governor, or I'm in charge of the presidency, and I have the right to do all these bad things to you. It's legal, too, and you can't take me to court on it and all this crap. Well, this is bullshit. We need to wipe the blackboards clean with all these rotten laws on the books. In fact, there should be no laws on the books except what the general population, a majority of the general population, wants on the books. That's it. And that needs to be the new job of any so-called representatives. You know, republics have failed. They don't work anymore. I don't think they ever did. They might have worked for a few years back when they were started up, but no, republics don't work because eventually everyone gets bribed or compromised one way or another. And then they use their positions of authority to do all the wrong things. When's the last time the American government came together and did something really good for the American people, which everyone benefited on? Yeah, that was, I think they made right turns legal on a red light. Yeah. Wow. And before that, back when they set up the Social Security system, those were probably the only two good things that were done in the last century that really benefited everybody. I don't know. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. You know some more things they did that benefited everybody, not just you or your friends or blah, 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 but everybody. You know, welfare doesn't benefit everybody. No. Nor does all the other freebies that government has out there, because they're not freebies, really. The working public has to pay for that. And what about all this stupid foreign, you know, we the people, we're helpless. How can we stop these evil government people? And anybody who votes for foreign aid is evil because it's all about kickback money. That money doesn't go to where they say they're going to, you know. It goes back in their pockets, a big percentage of all the people who voted for foreign aid, you know. They get a kickback on that. Don't tell me it's not like that. It is like that. Come on. You can't prove it's not like that. You know, I wrote this great book, and I still keep telling everybody to buy it, where I talk those great philosophical conversations about what's fair and what's not fair. And it's equally a burden on somebody who wants to disprove something the burden is equal as to somebody who wants to prove something. And that needs to be applied in a legal framework so that, no, you can't just come to me and say, I failed to prove my case, because the opposition has an obligation to say whatever they're saying and show some proof for what they're saying. You can't just falsely accuse people, but that's what the way it's set up now. People can get away with that. You can falsely accuse somebody and have them sent in jail before you know it, because the government allows crap like that. Well, those kind of laws are ridiculous and unfair, and they need to be changed. And the laws will never be helpful to the people unless the people have the final say. And in this day and age, we have technology, and there is ways to make a computer system safe, but not the ones that the government uses. They don't want them safe. They want computers with backdoors that can go in and cheat or delete votes from the opponent. You know, you can't have until they put up some somebody figures out how to do it. I know how to do it, but it's not done with algorithms. It's done with ingenuity. To make a voting machine, electronic voting machine safe, you need a lot of ingenuity put in it. Sure, it can be made safe. I know how to do it. But you're going to have to pay me a lot of money to teach you how to do it. And, of course, if let me guess, if money was, those with the money were that might feel threatened about what I'm saying, yeah, they'll pay me to show them so they can copyright what I showed them and then hold it in loop forever, so that info never gets out there, how to make a safe computer system that can't be hacked into. So chances are that's not going to happen. I'd have to get paid and supported by people who are not owners of corporations or super wealthy or members of the New World Order. But, you know, that's why we don't have free energy, because the New World Order people, the world controllers, the big corporations who make money off fossil fuels, they don't want people to have free energy. It's known how to make the free energy. The patents are out there. The machines are out there. They've all been confiscated. I mean, you can make one for your house, I guess, if you had the knowledge and ingredients and supplies to do it. Yeah, sure, you can make free energy devices for your house. But don't try and share it with the rest of the world, because the evil government will find out, and they will do what they always do to people with inventions they don't want out there. They arrest them, they falsely charge them, they take their inventions, and they throw them in jail. Just like the just like the dictatorships do everywhere. No different, you know. I mean, right, the American government is being run like a dictatorship, you know. All these so-called representatives, and they're like cardboard figures. Back when the vaccine nonsense was going on, and they wanted to have baseball games still, so they would put cardboard figures of humans in the seats to try to make it look like there was some people there, you know, for the team players, I guess, and for you, the viewing audience, so they can keep the cameras focused like that. Let's make believe there's people in the stands. But don't go in too close. They'll recognize it's cardboard figures. Well, that's basically what we have down in Washington, D.C. and every other parliament, the French government, you name it. They all have these. They might as well have cardboard figures as representatives, because that's about how much they do for you, is about as much as a cardboard figure could do for you. They only do favors for the people with the money. that is the sad situation. I can't wait till the ETs get here. Hey, it's called The Event. Look it up. I'll tell you the place to find it. I'll find out all about it. 2012portal.blogspot.com. Educate yourself. Look it up and educate yourself. And what can I say now, except I got to check the time again here. You know, and wow, it's coming close to the end of the show here. You know, I need a little support. Hey, I'm running for president again. I'm doing this all by myself. I got no money, really. But it would be helpful if the people listening to the radio station here would be supportive of me. I told everyone, I'm telling you for ages here, I got the CD Baby albums out there. Songs Better Than Dylan, the title of one. The other one's American Party Songs. CD Baby, you can view them on YouTube. Like, pick a song I don't have a YouTube video out for and connect my name with it, Tom Edison. And then you'll get connected with the YouTube videos, which are just single picture videos of my songs on the two albums. Let me see, take a song like Jerusalem. Yeah, name of the capital of Israel, Jerusalem. Used to be the capital of Palestine. I think it. That's it. Spelled just like the town. Look it up. There's right there in that song, too. You ought to be concerned is the message for peace for that area between the Palestinians and the Israelis. I believe the peoples of that area could get together, but it's their crooked governments that keep the war going on. You know, the Israeli government is crooked. You know, they're a New World Order big-time player, and the Palestinian government, they're with one of the other crooked factions. But the people of those countries, if they came together and came to the streets and projected love and sang together, they should all sing that song together. It's called Jerusalem. Well, look it up. You know, Jerusalem, YouTube. And if that's not enough, then say by timeline, Edison, and then it'll pop up. CD Baby's good like that. They put your songs out on YouTube, you know, with a non-moving picture. And listen to it, you know. Purchase it. You know, they only, a song is only 99 cents, and I guarantee we, I got 35 songs out of there. You'll like more than listening to them all. You can listen to them all for free. I guarantee you'll like more than one. Well, purchase one or two. It'll be beneficial to me, you know. I mean, I don't have a band. I'm not performing out there, so there's very a little way for me to make money with this, except the way I'm asking here, that people listen to it, and if you like it, buy it. What's 99 cents? You know, CD Baby is good enough to give me 90 cents out of that 99 cents. And I'm happy with that kind of arrangement. But if I have no response, it's like those songs don't even exist. And some of them are great philosophical songs. And like I said, this song, Jerusalem, well, hey, in that song is the message of how to solve the problem over there in a song. That's right. And if you don't agree with that, I'm calling him my show next week and tell me, no, that song is not the solution. And I'll give you a chance to make your point. But whatever, it's getting time to, and think about buying my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's out there. It'll make you a smarter person. A lot of philosophical comments in there. You know, it talks about ongoing conspiracies. I list 39 of them, and I guarantee you don't know all of the 39 that I list. Of course, there's more, but you need to find out what's going on in the world. You need to wake up. The book is an educational book. It educates you about mathematics. It educates you with pictures about what is on our world just out of our sight, you know. Hanging on a spruce tree in your backyard are living creatures that fly around at night, small ones, and they leave light trails. They love spruce trees. And the proof is in the book, showing you the pictures, countless pictures. And it shows you about what they set up. When they park an ET over an area, they can set up a thing that comes down out of the sky, kind of like a bent vacuum cleaner hose or something like that, or an air conditioning duct. The outline of it, I saw it with my own eyes. I didn't have a camera there, but I drew the pictures of it and explained it. All this great knowledge is in this book called Connect the Dots Theory. Come on, you can download it for $5 or $7, you know, iTunes, Google, Amazon. you know, I need a little support on all the contributions I've given to this world, you know? Just a little back for all the efforts I put in into that. You know, all my YouTube videos, learn about your rock and roll history. The last one that YouTube allowed me to put up with, Subway Fantasy 4, you know? And it's the rock and roll documentary about Charlie Gracie, you know? Nobody complained about the music in there. I'm using little bits of Charlie Gracie's music in that video. And it's up there listed, you know? There's no big secret. I don't hear anything from... what's the name of the record label it uses? I can't even think of it now. They're right in New York City. I live in New York City. Wouldn't they, too, if they really felt threatened by me using little excerpts of him to give some recognition to him, you know, they would have contacted me, really, you know? So who the hell are you, YouTube, to play God? If the Beatles are... And the owners of the Beatles music don't want this, think that I'm violated. That let them tell me, okay? Don't you try to step in and play God, because we don't like that. Nobody likes that. I don't like it, and the rest of the world doesn't like that. And you ain't can find anybody who likes it. You can't even find Apple Music, who probably holds the titles or whatever. They don't like what you just did, you know? It's actually more free publicity for the remaining Beatles, you know? Well, so much for that. Coming to the end of the show, hey, you're going to hear the lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. I'm somebody already, but it could be your anthem, and maybe it'll help you become somebody. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I want to satisfy. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here. My stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.